Sometimes Dr. Lecter and I would talk when things got quiet enough about the science courses I was taking and
some kind of mail order courses in psychology. That's fine.
No, sir. I don't consider psychology a science, and neither did Dr. Lecter.
Oh, Barney, while you were working at the asylum, you observed Clary Starling and Hannibal Lecter interacting.
Interacting?
Talking to one another.
Yes, it seemed to me that they...
I can see you're eager to justify your consulting fee, but why don't we start with what you saw? Not what you thought about what you saw.
Cornel, don't be like that. Barney can give us his opinion. Barney, give us your opinion of what you saw. What was it between them?
Well, most of the time, Dr. Lecter didn't respond at all to visitors. He just, for instance, opened his eyes long enough to insult some academic who was there to look over. With Starlin, he answered her questions. She interested him. She intrigued him. He thought she was charming and amusing.
Mm-hmm. So Clary Starling and Hannibal Lecter became friendly.
Well, inside a kind of formal structure, yes.
And he was fond of her.
Yes.
Thank you, Barney. Thank you very much for your candor. And keep all those wonderful items from your personal Lecter treasure trove coming. I've enjoyed them.
Mr. Berger.
Oh, I almost forgot. I might be able to get a cookie now. What do you say, Cordell?
I think it would kill you.
How much?
$250,000.
Cordell, I've got a check for $250,000.
Thank you. Excuse me.
I'm Officer Bolton, D.C. Police.
Yes, I can see that from your badge. How do you do?
I'm in charge here.
Officer Bolton, I'm Special Agent Starling. And just so we don't get off on the wrong foot, let me explain why we're all here. I'm here because I know of Elder Drumgo. I've arrested her twice on RICO warrants. DEA and ATF, in addition to backing me up, here for the drugs and weapons. You're here because our mayor wants to appear tough on drugs, especially after his own cocaine conviction. He hopes he can accomplish that by having you join us here today.
You got a smart mouth, lady.
Officer, if you wouldn't mind, I'd appreciate it if you'd let me continue. All right, take a look. Fish market, back's on the water. Across the street, ground floor, it's the meth lab. If Elder Drumgo is HIV positive, she will spit and bite if she's cornered, so you should watch it. And if you happen to be the one who puts her in a patrol car in front of the news cameras, Officer Bolton, you don't want to push her head down. She'll likely have a needle in her hair.
We want to take her inside the building, not out in the street. We can get closest with the van. If it looks good, on my signal, we hit the front, DA hits the back, DCPD backing them up. She'll have her watchers out at least 3 blocks around. They tipped her before in time, so let's not make spectacles of ourselves. Pretty busy today.
I agree.
Can I please get a cup of coffee? Roger.
What's up, man?
Hey.
God damn it, it's her. The 3 guys, they're all packing. She's carrying something. She's got a baby. Hey, Brigham. It's too crowded. There are too many people. I say we call it off. What do you say?
I agree.
All units, stand down.
Whiskey team copies.
Berg, copy.
This is Bolton. Stay on target.
I said all units, stand down, Bolton, right now.
It's too late. We're moving in.
Hey, Bolton, you said it's off. Stand down now. She's carrying a baby. I repeat, she's carrying a baby. All units, stand down.
Keep that gun down, Bolton.
Damn, dude Bolton. Got a big light his ass up.
Let's go. FBI!
Thank you.
friends, family, and co-workers gathered here this morning at Arlington National Cemetery to bury BATF agent John Brigham, shot and killed in line of duty Friday. He was 40 years old. This ill-fated drug raid that claimed his life and five others is the latest in a seemingly endless series of incidents, beginning with Waco, Texas, in which the Justice Department and the FBI have been questioned about their use of firepower rather than judgment. This time, it was FBI Special Agent Clarice Starling heading up the Calamitous Strike Force. Agent Starling attained some measure of celebrity 10 years ago when she was given information by Dr. Hannibal the Cannibal Lecter, which led to the rescue of Catherine Martin, daughter of the former U.S. Senator from Tennessee. However, when she returns to work later this week, she won't be so celebrated. Attorney Telford Higgins, representing one of the families of those slain, says he will file a wrongful death suit.
Come now! Calm down.
Yes, sir.
Get me the Justice Department.
Starling? John Eldridge from DEA. Assistant Director Newton, of course you know. Larkin Wayne from Office of Professional Responsibility. Bob Sneed, ATF. Benny Holcomb, Assistant to the Mayor. And Paul Kremler. You know Paul. Paul's come over from Justice unofficially as a favor to us. In other words, he's here and he's not here.
So I take it you've seen the coverage in the papers and on television?
I have nothing to do with the news, Mr. Kremler.
The woman had a baby in her arms. There are pictures. You can see the problem, I would think.
Not in her arms. In a carrier across her chest. In her arms, she had a MAC-10.
Look, we're here to help you, Starling. It's going to be a hell of a lot harder to do with a combative attitude.
Can I speak freely, Mr. Pearson? Your agency called this office to get me assigned to help you on this raid. I tried to do that. I clearly expressed my judgment and was ignored. And now a good agent and a friend is dead.
You shot and killed five people out there, Agent Starling. Is that how you define good judgment?
This raid was an ugly mess. I ended up in a position where I had a choice of dying or shooting a woman carrying a child. I chose. I shot her. I killed a mother holding her child. And I regret it. I resent myself for it.
Gentlemen, I'm going to call halt to this meeting and get back to you individually by phone.
Sorry. You have a secret admirer, Starling. Isn't much to look at, but he does have friends in high places. Irma Mason Virgin.
Lecter's fourth victim. The rich one. The only one that survived.
He says he has some new information on Lecter. He'll only share it with you.
What do you mean, only share it with me? You want it, seize it.
We'd rather not.
I wasn't speaking to you, Mr. Kremler. When I speak to you, you'll know it because I'll look at you. Why would we rather not?
The last time he called was when we took Lecter off the 10 most wanted list. He was upset about that. We said, hey, that's life. He said, hey, this is a Senate Oversight Committee to make your life miserable. His family's political contributions may not be enough to buy a senator, but they are enough to rent them from time to time. There's no reason to go through that again if he really does have something new. It's a good deal for you, Starling. Can't pretend it isn't. Get to go back on a celebrated case. I'll take care of the media for your Drumgo killing. Everyone's going to be happy.
I'm not happy.
Well, maybe you're incapable of being happy.
Mr. Kremler, when you're out on the street, you know you might take a bullet in the line of duty. You accept it. But you get out. You live with it. What you don't expect or accept is taking one in the back in your boss's office for doing your job exactly as they've taught you. That makes you unhappy.
Of course you're right, Charlie. But it doesn't really change anything.
It changes everything. It changes me.
darling. Hi, I'm Cordell Doomling, Mr. Rogers' private physician.
How do you do?
If you'd be so kind as to plug down at the end.
His eyes adjust to the darkness. Mr. Berger, Agent Starling is here.
Good morning, Mr. Berger.
The sound of Mustang I heard out there?
Yes, it was.
I believe it.
Yes.
Fans. Cordell, I think you can leave us now. I thought I might stay. Perhaps that could be useful.
It could be useful seeing about my lunch.
I'd like to attach this microphone to your clothing, your pillow, if you're comfortable with that.
Oh, by all means. I thank God for what happened. It was my salvation. Have you accepted Jesus, Agent Starlin?
Do you have faith?
I was raised Lutheran.
That's not what I asked.
This is Special Agent Clarice Starling, 514-3690, deposing Mason R. Verger on March 20th, sworn in a test.
I want to tell you about summer camp. It was a wonderful child.
We can get to that later.
No, we can get to it now. You see, it all comes to bear. It was a Christian camp my father founded for poor, unfortunate, cast-off little boys and girls who would do anything for a candy bar.
Mr. Berger, I don't need to know about the sex offenses.
No,
I just
all
have
right.
to...
I have immunity from the U.S. attorneys, and I have immunity from the risen Jesus. And nobody beats the Riz.
Had you ever seen Dr. Lecter before the court assigned you to him for therapy?
What do you mean? Socially?
That is what I mean, yes, if you don't mind talking about it.
Oh, no, not at all. I'm not ashamed.
I didn't say you should be.
No, we met conventionally. It's doctor and patient.
How did he end up at your house?
I invited him, of course. To my pied-à-terre, I came to the door in my nicest come-hither outfit. I was concerned he'd be afraid of me, but he didn't seem to be afraid of me. That's almost funny now. I showed him my toys, my new setup, among other things. It's some way you sort of hang yourself, but not really. Feels good while you are. Well, you know. Anyway, he said, Mason?
Mason, would you like to pop up?
And I said, would I? Wow. Once that kicked in, I was flying. He said, Mason, show me how you smile to gain the confidence of a child. I smiled. Oh, I see how you do it. The good doctor approached me with a piece of broken mirror. Try this.
Try peeling off your face.
And feeding it to the dogs.
No, I can still see it. Try again.
That seemed like a good idea at the time.
Mr. Verger, you indicated to me that you'd received some kind of new information.
Cordell!
Where did this come from?
Buenos Aires. I received it 2 weeks ago.
Where's the package it came in?
Good question. There was nothing written on it of interest. Caudill, did we throw it out?
Yes, I'm afraid we did.
Oh, dear. You think it'll help? I hope so. I hope it'll help you catch him. To help cleanse the stigma of your recent dishonor.
Thank you. I think that's all I need.
Find some rapport with Dr. Lecter in your talks at the asylum. I know I did while I was peeling.
We exchanged information in a civil way.
Always through the glass.
Yes.
Isn't it funny?
What's that?
Well, you can look at my face. But you shied when I said the name of God.
Finding what you want?
Are you sure this is all of it?
That's all there is now. There was more, but it's been picked over little by little over the years. You know, this stuff's worth a lot of money in certain circles. It's kind of like the cocaine that disappears around here, little by little.
Would you agree for the record, Agent Starling, I have not been read my rights?
I have not Mirandized Barney. He is unaware of his rights.
So when you turned Dr. Lecter over to the Tennessee police...
They weren't civil to him. They're all dead now.
Yeah, they only survived his company 3 days. You survived him 6 years at the asylum. How'd you do that? It wasn't just being civil.
Yes, it was.
Did you ever think, after he escaped, he might come after you?
No. He once told me that whenever feasible, he preferred to eat the rude. Free-range rude, he called them. What about you? You ever think he might come after you? You ever think about him at all?
Oh, at least 30 seconds every day. Can't help it. He's always with me. Like a bad habit. Do you know what happened to his stuff, his books, his papers, drawings?
Everything got thrown away when the place closed. Cutbacks.
Barney, I just found out that Dr. Lecter signed a copy of The Joy of Cooking sold to a private collector for $16,000.
Whew. It was probably a fake.
The seller's affidavit of ownership was signed Karen Flox. Do you know Karen Flox? You should. She filled out your employment application, only at the bottom she signed it Barney. Same thing on your tax returns.
You want the book? Maybe I can get it back.
I want the x-ray they shot after you broke Lecter's arm during the attack on that nurse. And everything else you got.
We talk about a lot of things at night. After the screaming finally died down, we talked about you sometimes. You want to know what he said?
Go get the x-ray.
I'm not a bad guy.
I didn't say you were.
Dr. Chilton was a bad guy. After your first visit, he started taping your conversations with Dr. Lecter. These are valuable.
Go on now. You grieve long enough.
What'd he say? What'd he say about me late at night?
Well, he was talking about inherited hardwired behavior. He was using genetics in the roller pitchers as an example. They fly way up in the air, roll over backwards in a display, falling toward the ground.
There are shallow rollers and there are deep rollers. You can't breed two deep rollers or their young. Their offspring will roll all the way down, hit and die. Agent Starling is a deep roller, Barney. Let us hope one of her parents was not. Surely the odd confluence of events hasn't escaped you, Clarice. Jack Crawford dangles you in front of me. Then I give you a bit of help. Do you think it's because I like to look at you and imagine how good you would taste, Clarice?
I don't know. Is it...
I've been in this room for 8 years now, Clarice. And I know they will never ever let me out while I'm alive. What I want is a view. I want a window where I can see a tree, or even water. I want to be in a federal institution far away from trouble.
Correspondence goes back to the 13th century. Dr. Fair might hold in his hand, his non-Italian hand, a note from Dante Alighieri himself. But would he recognize it? I think not. Gentlemen, you have examined him in medieval Italian, and I will not deny that his language is admirable for straniero. But is he acquainted with the personalities of the pre-Renaissance Firenze? I think not. What if he came upon a note in the Caponi library, say from Guido de Cavalcanti? Would he recognize that? I think not.
They're still arguing.
The Caponi correspondence.
Sugliotta wants the job for his nephew, but the scholar seems satisfied with the temporary guide appointed.
If he's such an expert on Dante, let him lecture on Dante to the studiolo. Let him face the America.
I'll report to that, sir. Very well, on the 14th.
Dr. Fell? Chief Inspector Rinaldo Fazio di Questura.
Mandatore, how can I be of service?
Sorry, I'm investigating the disappearance of your predecessor, Signor De Bonaventura. I was wondering...
Predecessor implies I have the job. Unfortunately, I don't. Not yet. Though I am hopeful. They are letting me look out of the library. For a stipend.
The officers who first checked didn't find any sort of farewell or suicide note. I was wondering if you...
If I happen to come across anything in the Caponi library, stuffed in a drawer or a book, yes, I'll call you at once.
Thank you.
You've been reassigned.
Pardon?
You were on the Omastro case, I'm sure I read.
Yes, that's right.
Now you're on this. This is much less grand a case, I would think.
Well, if I thought of my work in those terms, Yes, I guess I do read.
A missing person.
Sir?
Were you unfairly dismissed from the grander case, or did you deserve it?
Regarding this one, Dr. Fell, are the signora's personal effects still at the palazzo?
Mm-hmm. Packed neatly in four cases with an inventory. Alas, no note.
Oh. Well, I'll send someone over to pick them up. Thank you for your help.
Hey, thanks.
How's it going? Any leads?
Yeah, they're all leads. You just don't need to him.
I don't know how you live with this stuff.
Oh, God. This is from the Guinness Book of World Records, congratulating me on being the female FBI agent who has shot and killed most people. Would you excuse me, please?
Sure.
Dear Clarice, I have followed with enthusiasm the course of your disgrace and public shaming. My own never bothered me except for the inconvenience of being incarcerated, but you may lack perspective. In our discussions down in the dungeon, it was apparent to me that your father, the dead night watchman, figures largely in your value system. I think your success in putting an end to Jane Gum's career as a couturier pleased you most because you could imagine your father being pleased. But now, alas, you're in bad odor with the FBI. Do you imagine your daddy being shamed by your disgrace? Do you see him in his plain pine box crushed by your failure, the sorry, petty end of a promising career? What is worst about this humiliation, Clarice? Is it how your failure will reflect on your mommy and daddy? Is your worst fear that people will now and forever believe they were indeed just good old trailer camp, tornado bait, white parish, and that perhaps you are too? By the way, I couldn't help noticing on the FBI's rather dull public website that I have been hoisted from the Bureau's archives of the common criminal and elevated to the more prestigious 10 most wanted list. Is this coincidence, or are you back on the case? If so, goody-goody, because I need to come out of retirement and return to public life. I imagine you sitting in a dark basement room, bent over papers and computer screens. Is that accurate? Please tell me, truly, Special Agent Starling. Regards, your old pal, Hannibal Lecter, M.D. P.S. Clearly, this new assignment is not your choice. Rather, I suppose it is part of the bargain, but you accepted it, Clarice. Your job is to craft my doom, so I'm not sure how well I should wish you, but I'm sure we'll have a lot of fun. Ta-ta. H.
On the letter, there's one partial fingerprint. Here. Not enough to hold up in court, but...
I know it's him. Where he was when you wrote it is what I need.
Well, paper isn't going to help. I mean, yes, it's linen fiber. Yes, it's on the expensive side. But no, it isn't so rare that you're not going to be able to find it in 1,000 different stationery stores throughout the world. It's the same with the ink. And the same with the wax. And your Las Vegas postmark? Well, you can check it out. But I'll bet you a dollar it came from a remailing service.
No, Las Vegas would be the last place you'd be. Be an assault on the sense of taste.
Don't you feel eyes moving over your body, Clary? I hardly see how you couldn't. And don't your eyes move over the things you want?
All right, then. Tell me how.
No. It's your turn to tell me, Clarice. You don't have any more vacations to sell on Anthrax Island. Quid pro quo, Clarice. I tell you things, you tell me things. Not about this case. About yourself. Quid pro quo. Yes or no, Clarice?
Cream. Raw ambergris base. Tennessee lavender. Trace of something else.
Please.
Lovely.
What's ambergris?
Ambergris is a whale product. Alas, much as we'd like to, we can't import it. Endangered Species Act.
Where isn't it illegal?
Japan, of course, a couple of places in Europe. You'd almost certainly find it somewhere in Paris, Rome, Amsterdam.
Maybe London. This bouquet was hand-engineered. Someone's specifications.
Is there any way of knowing which shops?
Of course, we'll give you a list. It'll be short.
I need opera tickets.
I don't think I got any on me.
Sold out, whatever it's called.
A pretty young wife if you ever open beef and needs opera tickets.
Nitti.
What?
Rewind it.
I can't rewind it. I'm making a copy. I'm recording.
What is this?
Security camera from a perfume shop in Via della Scala. FBI through Interpol requested a copy.
Why?
They didn't say.
They didn't say?
No. It was actually kind of weird, like they were making a point not to say.
Going to the opera?
Yes. Sorry. Yes, we are going.
You got tickets?
No, but I will. In fact, I was just about to look here.
Please, not the back row. I would like to see this time.
Nowhere near the back row, no matter what the cost.
Your worst memory of childhood.
Jesus, Starling!
Can I help you, Mr. Crinlin?
What the hell are you doing sitting there in the dark, Starling?
Thinking about cannibalism.
People in Justice are thinking, too. You know that? They're thinking, what exactly is she doing about Lecter?
Aren't you curious why he dines on his victims?
And what's the point of that? What, are you writing a book, or are you catching a crook?
To show his contempt for those who exasperate him. Or sometimes to perform a public service. In the case of the flutist, Benjamin Rasbale. He did it to improve the sound of the Baltimore Philharmonic Orchestra, serving the not-so-talented flute player sweetbreads to the board with a nice Montrachet at $700 a bottle.
Well.
That meal began with green oysters from the Gironde, followed by the sweetbreads, a sorbet, and then you can read here in Gourmet Cuisine. A notable dark and glossy ragout, the constituents never determined.
I always figured him for a queer.
Why would you say that, Paul?
Oh, all the zortzy-fartsy stuff. Chamber music, tea party food. I mean, not that I mean anything personal. If you've got a lot of sympathy for those people. What I came here to impress upon you, Starling, is I better see cooperation. There are no little fiefdoms here. I want to be copied on every 302, you understand?
Mm-hmm.
If you work with me, then your so-called career here might improve. If you don't, then all I have to do is draw a line through your name rather than under it. And it's over.
Paul, what is it with you? I told you to go home to your wife. I was wrong.
Don't flatter yourself, Starling. That was a long time ago. Why would I hold that against you? Hmm? And besides, this town is full of cornpone country pussy. That said, I wouldn't mind having a go with you right now if you want to reconsider.
In the gym, anytime. No pads. Is it possible it went out with a regular move?
No, I overnighted it. I filled out the slip myself. This was the day after your request.
I did it right away. I don't understand what happened. I think you should have it by now.
I don't. Can you send me another one?
Sure. I will make another copy especially for you.
Agent Clarice, is that right? Can I call you Clarice?
Agent Starling.
I appreciate it. What's your name?
Oh, my name is Franco Benetti.
Agent Franco Benetti.
Well, thank you very much, Agent Benetti.
Okay.
So I'll send you tomorrow?
All right.
Bye-bye.
Nothing, huh?
Nothing yet. Still waiting on Florence in London.
Information about Hannibal Lecter.
Have you shared your information with the police, sir? I'm required to encourage you to do so.
Uh-huh. Is the reward payable under special circumstances?
May I suggest you contact an attorney before taking any possibly illegal action? There's one in Geneva who is excellent in these matters. May I give you his toll-free number? The number is 00412331 7. Thank you for calling.
Hello.
Yes. I was just speaking with someone.
There's a $100,000 advance. To qualify for the advance, a fingerprint must be provided in situ on an object. Once the print has been positively identified, the balance of the money will be placed in escrow at Genève Credit Suisse and may be viewed at any time subject to 24-hour prior notification. To repeat the message in French, press 2, in Spanish, press 3, in German.
Buongiorno.
Dr. Fell, it's Inspector Pazzi.
Yes, I can see you.
Come on up.
Fell? Hello?
Snap. I should have encouraged you to bring someone along. The case, I'm afraid, on the heavy side.
Maybe you could help me with them.
Hmm?
Just down the stairs, I mean.
Yeah. This way. Here we are.
Is that the inventory?
Yes.
That's it.
Of course. You are a patsy of the Pazzi family, I think. Wasn't it at the Palazzo Vecchio? Your ancestor was hanged. Francesco de Pazzi. Yes, thrown naked. With a noose around his neck from a window. Writhing and kicking alongside the Archbishop against the cold stone wall. In fact, I found a very nice rendering of it here in the library the other day. If you like, perhaps I could sneak it out for you.
I would think that might jeopardize your chances for a permanent appointment to the curatorship.
Only if you told. Remind me, what was his crime?
He was accused of killing Giuliano de' Medici.
Oh, unjustly?
No. I don't think so.
Then he wasn't just accused, he did it. He was guilty. I think that would make living in Florence with the name Patsy uncomfortable, even 500 years later.
Not really. In fact, I can't remember the last time before today someone brought it up.
People don't always tell you what they're thinking. They just see to it you don't advance in life. I'm sorry, Commendatore. I too often say what I'm thinking. I'll be right back to help you. You know, the room you're standing in was built in the 15th century.
That's beautiful.
Yes, it is. Unfortunately, I think the heating system was installed about the same time.
That's pretty.
Yes. Okie dokie. Let's drag these down. This thing's heavy as bodies.
This a few times as perfect.
Not like this. If there isn't a clean print on the bracelet, you'll spend the summer in the cell at the Solicciano.
Give me the bracelet.
Wash your hands. He's coming.
got it. He grabbed me just right. Tried to hit me in the balls. But he missed.
Point match, Mr. Verger.
Bingo.
Pronto.
Carlo.
Mason.
Ciao bello, come stai?
Well. Am I coming to see you?
Yeah, soon, I hope. But, first I need you to pack off the boys.
Now?
Yes, I know. The day you never thought would arrive has.
Now, Cordell will fax the veterinary forms directly to Animal and Plant Health, but you need to get the vet affidavit from
Sardinia. Yeah. Va bene?
Uh-huh. Bene.
How are they?
Ah, they are big, Mason. Very big.
Tommaso. Ah, Tommaso. Tirsu.
Ah! Say again?
Yeah, they are big, Mason. Really big. Maybe 270 kilos.
Oh, wow.
Can you hear?
Oh, super.
Full balance of the money is payable upon receipt of the doctor alive. Of course, you won't have to seize him yourself. Rather, just point him out. In fact, it's preferable to all concerned if that's the extent of your involvement from this point.
I prefer to stay involved. Make sure things go right.
Professionals will see to that.
I am a professional.
enjoyed the performance, Commander Dore?
Oh, very much. Allegra, this is Dr. Fell, curator of the Caponi Library.
Signor Passi, come on.
Are you from America, Doctor?
Not originally. I've traveled there.
I've always wanted to visit New England, especially.
I've enjoyed many excellent meals there. I noticed you wrapped up in the libretto. Thought this might amuse you.
Dante's first sonnet from La Vita Nuova.
Mm-hmm. It's beautiful.
Rinaldo, look at this.
I can see.
Joyous love seemed to me, the while he held my heart in his hands, and in his arms my lady lay asleep, wrapped in a veil.
He woke her then, and trembling and obedient she ate that burning heart out of his hand. Weeping, I saw him then depart from me.
Dr. Fell, do you believe a man could become so obsessed with a woman from a single encounter?
Could he daily feel a stab of hunger for her and find nourishment in the very sight of her? I think so. Or would she see through the bars of his plight and ache for him? Please keep that.
Why could I?
I insist. Commander Torrey? Allegra? Ciao.
Goodbye.
Get something to listen.
Of course. Why not?
Scooter Pendolfini.
I'd like to speak with Chief Inspector Rinaldo Ponzi, please. This is Agent
Clarice Starling from the American FBI.
One moment. Patsy!
FBI. I'm not here.
Patsy.
Inspector Ponzi, it's Agent Starling from the FBI. How do you do?
Actually, I was just leaving for the day. Can I call you back tomorrow?
This won't take long. First of all, I'd like to thank you for sending us a security tape from the perfume store.
When I say you, I mean your department, Agent Benetti. Is he there? Can I speak with him?
Sorry, he's gone home.
That's all right. I should tell you this rather than him anyway.
I'm late for an important appointment.
Well, the person I'm looking for, Inspector, who was indeed shown on that tape, is Hannibal Lecter.
What?
Dr. Hannibal Lecter. Never heard of him?
I'm not familiar.
And the tape confirms that he is or was recently in Florence.
Really?
He's a very dangerous man, Inspector.
He's killed 14 people that we know of.
I really have to go, Miss
Starling. Just another minute. Are you sure you've never heard of him?
No, I haven't.
Because I'm confused. I'm confused because someone there has been accessing our private VICAP files on Dr. Lecter with some regularity. On your computer.
Well, everybody uses everybody's computer here. Maybe one of the detectives on the muster was looking at profiles of killers.
I'm speaking about the computer at your home, sir.
You're trying to catch him yourself, aren't you? For the reward.
I cannot warn you strongly enough against that. He killed three policemen down in Memphis while in custody. Tearing the face off one of them, and he will kill you too.
Because of his avarice and his betrayal of the Emperor's trust, Pietro Lavinia was disgraced, blinded, and imprisoned. Dante's pilgrim finds Pietro Lavinia on the seventh level of the Inferno. And like Judas Iscariot, he died by hanging. But Judas and Pietro Lavinia are linked in Dante by the avarice he saw in them. In fact, avarice and hanging are linked in the medieval mind. Now, this is the earliest known depiction of the crucifixion, carved in an ivory box in Gaul about AD 400. It includes the death by hanging of Judas, his face upturned to the branch that suspends him. Here he is again on the doors of the Benevento Cathedral, this time with his bowels falling out. Ah, commendatory part.
But I got this number without telling why it's
Victor. Sorry. Not at all. Welcome. Please, John.
Thank you.
Now, in this fate, from the 15th century edition of the Inferno, Pietro Lavinia's body hangs from a bleeding tree. I will not belabor the obvious parallel with Judas Iscariot, but Dante Alighieri needed no drawn illustration. It is his genius to make Pietro Lavinia, now in hell, speak in strained hisses and coughing sibilants, as though he is hanging still. Come l'altre verem per nostre spoglia, ma non per qualcuno sen rivest, che non è giusto aver ciò com si toglia, qui le strascineremo per la mesta selva, saranno i nostri corpi appesi, ciascuno al prondo l'ombra somresta. Avarice, hanging, self-destruction. Io fe, io betame, le mie case. I make my own home, be my gallows. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for your kind attention.
I'm not a scholar, but I think you've got the job.
Thank you.
May I buy you a drink?
How kind of you, I'd like that. I'll be a minute gathering my things.
Oh, take your time.
Yeah?
Allegra, I'll be home just a little later than I said. I'm taking Dr. Ferrauto for a drink.
You can see the people coming out now.
Yes, bye, honey. My wife.
Of course. Oh, I should have shown them this one. I can't imagine how I missed it. Mama, I told you about it. It's a rendering I found in the Capone Library. Can you make it out? There's a name there. The one I told you about? Hanging beneath these very windows, Francesco de Pazzi.
On a related subject, I must confess to you, I'm giving very serious thought. To eating your wife. Tell me what I need to know, Commander Torrey. It might be convenient for me to leave Florence without my meal. So I'll ask you the questions and then we'll see, all right? Okay? So. Now, was it Mason Verger you sold me to? No, no, no. Think twice for yes, once for no. Was it Mason Verger you sold me to? Yes, good, thank you. And are his men waiting for me outside? Was there a single blink? Oh, you're confused. Well, please don't be confused, because I may have to fillet Signora Patsy after all. Have you told anyone in the Questura about me? No, I thought not. Have you told Allegra? No, are you sure? I believe you. Okie dokie, here we go. Okay. Your heart is really pumping. Oh, it's not your heart. Well, shall I answer it? Bronto?
I've gone above you. I've spoken to your section chief. Someday you'll thank me, or you won't. I don't care. You'll be alive. Inspector Patsy?
Is this Clarice?
Well, hello, Clarice. I'm afraid I have bad news for you.
Is he dead?
Did you get my note? I hope you like the skin cream. I had it specially made for you.
Is he dead, Dr. Lecter?
Clarice, there is nothing in this world that I would love more than to be able to chat with you.
Unfortunately, you've caught me at an awkward moment. Please forgive me. See you around. An old friend. Okay, hold on. Here we go. What's it to be? Bows in or bows out? I feel this. Are you confused? I'll decide for you if you'll permit me. Ciao.
Mi controlli l'altra ala del palazzo.
Vai, vai, aspetta. Carlo! Carlo!
Yes? Good evening.
Does that look like a wave goodbye? Oh, hello.
What do you think? Does Lecter want to fuck her or kill her or eat her or what?
Probably all three. No, I wouldn't want to predict in what order.
Here's what I think. No matter how Bonnie might want to romanticize it and make it Beauty and the Beast, Lecter's object, as I know from personal experience, has always been degradation, suffering. Connor, get this damn thing off me. I can't breathe in this thing. He comes in the guise of a mentor, as he did with me and her. But it's the stress that excites him to draw him. She needs to be distressed to make her attracted to him. Let him see her distressed. Let the damage he sees suggest the damage he could do. When the fox hears the rabbit scream, he comes a running, but not to help.
I don't understand.
Well, there's nothing to understand, Paul. All you have to understand is what it's worth to you.
No, I don't understand why she didn't turn this over. I mean, she's such a straight arrow.
She didn't turn it over because she didn't receive it. She didn't receive it because it was never sent. It was never sent because Lester didn't write it. He didn't write it because I did.
So what do you think?
I think you'd have been better off if you never got her out of trouble in the first place.
I would have should have cut her out. All right, what do you think about the money?
Five.
Oh, well, let's just toss it off like five. Let's say it with the respect it deserves.
$500,000.
Yeah, that's better, but not much.
Now, will it work?
It'll work.
Won't be pretty.
Whatever it is.
Cocksucker.
I've never seen this before in my life.
Then how do you account for its being found in your office? Your basement?
How do you want me to answer that, Mr. Kremer? Let me ask you this. What possible reason might I have to withhold it?
Well, perhaps because of the nature of its content. Reads to me like a love letter.
Has it been tested for prints?
No prints on it. None on the last one.
Handwriting analysis?
Did you ever think, Clarice, why the Philistines don't understand you? It's because you're the answer to Samson's riddle. You are the honey in the lion. It sounds like him to me.
Do you mean, Mr. Krenler, like a homosexual?
Like a nut with a crush.
Excuse me, Director Newton,
Agent
I need
Starling,
to say
I am placing you on administrative leave till document analysis tells me unequivocally a mistake's been made. In the meantime, you remain eligible for insurance and medical benefits. Surrender your weapons and your identification to Agent Pearsall.
I want to say something I think I'm entitled.
Go ahead.
I think Mr. Mason Merger is trying to capture Dr. Lecter for the purposes of personal revenge. I think Mr. Krenler is in collusion with him and wants the FBI's efforts against Dr. Lecter to work for Mr. Verger. I think Mr. Krenler is being paid to do this.
You're lucky you're not sworn here today, Star.
Swear me! You swear too!
Clarice, if the evidence is lacking, you'll be entitled to full reinstatement without prejudice. If you don't do or say anything in the meantime that would make that impossible.
Relieved of field duty, pending an internal investigation into the charges, Special Agent Clarice Starling, a 10-year veteran on the Bureau, began her career with an assignment to interview lethal madman Hannibal Lecter. Earlier today, we heard comments from Justice Department spokesman Paul Friendly.
Can you comment on the Justice Department's decision at this morning's meeting?
The FBI and the Justice Department are looking very carefully through the charges, and yes, they're extremely serious. I'd like to add a personal note, though. Starling is one of the best agents that we have. Having known her for a number of years, I would be very surprised if these accusations turned out to be true.
Is the Justice Department and the FBI united in this decision?
It's much too soon to condemn her.
Mr. Trump.
Yeah.
thinks she's nice. She's always been nice to me, polite, don't you think?
Do you know what a roller pigeon is, Bonnie? Our roller pigeons climb high and fast, then roll over and fall just as fast towards the earth. There are shallow rollers and there are deep rollers. But you can't breed two deep rollers, or their young, their offspring will roll all the way down, hit and die. Agent Starling is a deep roller. Let's hope one of her parents was not.
That battery is low, Clarice. I would have changed it, but I didn't want to wake you. You're going to have to use the other one in the charger. Hopefully the light on it is green by now. Because this is going to be a long call, and I can't let you off, because even though you've been stripped of your duties, I know you wouldn't abandon them. You'll try to put on a trace. So we'll disconnect long enough for you to exchange the battery and the phone for the one in the charger. Shall we say 3 seconds? Are you ready?
Yes.
Go. Very good.
Thank you.
Remember, Clarice, if you get caught with a concealed, unlicensed firearm in the District of Columbia, the penalty is pretty stiff. But bring the guns if you have to. Now get in your car. Such as it is. Your life, Clarice.
I thought we might talk about yours.
What's the next cross street?
Capitol Street.
In 2 blocks, make a left into Union Station. Park. My life? What is there to say about mine?
I have been in a state of hibernation for some time.
A little inactive. But now I'm back home. I'm very happy and very healthy. You, though... It's you I'm worried about.
I'm fine.
No, you're certainly not fine, Clarice. You fell in love with the Bureau. The institution, only to discover,
after giving it everything you've got, that it does not love you back. That, in fact, it resents you. Resents you more than the husband and children you gave up to him.
Why is that, you think? Why are you so resented, Clarice?
Tell me.
Tell you? God bless you. Well, isn't it clear?
think you serve the idea of order, Clarice.
They don't. You believe in the oath you took. They don't. You feel it is your duty to protect the sheep. They don't. They don't like you because you're not like them. They hate you and they envy you. They are weak and unruly and believe in nothing.
Nathan Berger wants to kill you, Dr. Lecter. Turn yourself into me and I promise no one will hurt you.
Will you stay with me in my prison cell and hold my hand, Clarice? We could have some fun. No, Mason Verger does not want to kill me any more than I want to kill him. He just wants to see me suffer in some unimaginable way. He is rather twisted, you know.
Have you had the pleasure of meeting him?
I have.
Face to face, so to speak.
Yes.
Attractive, isn't he?
Dr. Lecter? Dr. Lecter?
Okay, back to you.
I want to know what it is you think you will do now that everything in the world you've ever cared about has been taken away from you.
I don't know, Dr. Lecter.
Tell me, Clarice. Do you think you'll work as a chambermaid at a motel on Route 66? Just like your mommy? Huh?
May I have your attention, please? Clark, meet your arriving party.
What are you thinking now?
Are you paying attention to me, ex-Special Agent Starling?
Are you by any chance trying to trace my whereabouts?
I'm being followed, Dr. Lecter.
I know, I've seen them. And now you're in a real dilemma, aren't you? Do you continue to try to find me, knowing that you're leading them to me? Do you have so much faith in your abilities, Clarice, that you honestly believe you could somehow simultaneously arrest me and them? It could get very messy, Clarice. Like the fish market. Hey, Clarice.
Yeah?
What if I did it for you?
Did what?
Harmed them, Clarice. The ones who have harmed you. What if I made them scream apologies? No, I shouldn't even say it, because you'll feel, with your perfect grasp of right and wrong, that you were somehow a company.
Don't help me.
No, of course not. Forget I said it.
Gero.
Clarice, you were very, very warm. You were so close. And now you're getting colder again. Yeah, warm again. Well, I think I've been generous enough with you and the clues. You're on your own now, Clarice.
Dr. Lecter.
Hope you like them, Clarice. Ta-ta.
Va bene.
First thing an hysteric says is, I am not hysteric, but I am not hysteric. I'm calm.
I'll ask you one time, think before you answer. Think about every good thing you ever did. Think about what you swore.
Two men in a van, a third driving, another man down. They put him in the back. I think it was Lecter. I've given you the license plate and I'm reporting it all to you again in front of witnesses.
All right. I'll go with it as a kidnapping. I'll send someone out with the local authorities. They'll let us on the property without a warrant.
I should go too. You could get the tattoo.
No, you're not going. You're going home. Or you'll wait for me to call and tell you what, if anything, we found.
Thank Mr. Berger for letting us look around. Sorry if we inconvenienced him.
Not at all. He's always happy to see you.
Phone.
What number, please?
Carlo.
Yeah. Give me one.
Oh, how is he?
Sleeping.
Bring him home.
Forza, ragazzi, via, via, andiamo.
Pick up, Starling. There was nothing out there. I'm going to say it again, because you didn't hear me clearly before. You are not a law officer while you're on suspension. You're Joe Blow.
Oh, for your sake, you're in the bathroom.
Ring any bells from high school biology, Doctor? No? Well, I could list its most conspicuous features, as that will help jog the memory. Three pairs of incisors, one pair of elongated canines, three pairs of molars, four pairs of premolars, upper and lower, for a total of 44 teeth. The meal will begin with an adostata. Your feet. The main course and the rest of you won't be served until 7 hours later. But during that time, you'll be able to enjoy the effects of the consumed appetizer or the full-bodied saline drink. I guess you wish now you fed the rest of me to the dogs.
Hmm? No, Mason. No, I much prefer you the way you are. So,
dinner at 8.
Stay for the evening's entertainment, won't you, Cardell?
If it's all right with you, I think I'd rather not.
Rather not? Or will not?
da mangiare per i miei 24 euro. Angelina, dove sei? Bella, vieni qua, bella, vieni qua, te ne sei da mangiare, vieni. Eccomi qua.
Brother must smell almost as bad as you do by now.
Speriamo insieme?
Quiet!
Sì.
Vai! What was that? Hold on, quickly!
Get out of your stomach!
Good evening, Clarice. Just like old times.
Shut up. Can you walk?
And try. You look well.
Cut you loose. If you touch me, I'll shoot you.
Understood.
Do right and you'll live through this.
Spoken like a true Protestant. Better hurry. I might go faster if you hand me the knife. There was a third in the loft. No, Clarice. Behind me.
Why didn't you push him in? You can always say it was me.
Cordell? Cordell? Cordell! Cordell!
Thank you.
Yeah, Mary, it's me. I decided to take off early. I'll be at my lake house all weekend. I don't want any calls for it either, you understand?
Whoever it is, they can all wait, okay? Mary, listen, it's 4th of July, for Christ's sakes. Thank you.
Brought the wine. What are you doing up? You should be resting. Get back to bed.
I'm hungry. Hello, Paul.
Paul, don't be rude. Say, hello, Agent Starling.
Hello, Agent Starling. I always wanted to watch you eat.
What have you got in your hand, Clarice? Something to bash me over the head with? Put it on the table.
Hey, that's mine.
Now sit down. Clarice, love the dress. It's beautiful. What do you think? Oh, nice. Nice. Yeah.
Why don't you say Grace? Oh.
Me?
Yeah.
Grace?
Sure.
Okay.
Bow your head.
Father, we thank thee for thy blessings and to dedicate them to thy mercy. We are about to receive, forgive us all, even white trash like Starling here, and bring her into my service. Amen.
You know, I have to tell you, Paul, even the Apostle Paul couldn't have done better. He hated women, too.
May I have some wine, please?
I don't think that's a good idea, Clarice. Not with the morphine. Maybe you should eat some broth.
By the way, Starling, that was a job offering I worked into the blessing. I'm going to Congress, you know.
Are you?
Come around campaign headquarters. You could be an office girl. Can you type in file? Can you take dictation? Take this down. Washington is full of corn pawn country pussy.
I took it down. You said it already.
Oh, now you're being rude, and I hate rude people. Drink your broth like a good boy. Come on. Sit.
Oh, it's not very good, buddy.
I admit I added something to you as fast as clashing with the cumin, but I assure you the next course is to die for. Come on, Clarice.
No.
That's a good girl. The brain itself feels no pain, Clarice, if that concerns you. For example, Paul won't miss this little piece here, which is the part of the prefrontal lobe, which they say is the seat of good manners.
Your profile at the border station has 5 features. I'll trade you.
Trade?
Stop now, and I'll tell you what
they are. How does that word taste you, Clarice? Hmm? Cheap and metallic, like sucking on a greasy coin?
Who's Clarice?
Agent Starling, Paul, if you can't keep up with the conversation, better not try to join in at all.
Paul, I'm Starling.
See. Here. Now, here's the sack that contains the brain.
I would really like some more wine.
That smells great.
Yes. Let's try another piece.
I would really like some
water. It is good.
Oh. All right. Just a little. Okay. Huh? Given the chance, you would deny me my life, wouldn't you?
Not your life.
My freedom, just that. You'd take that from me. And if you did, would they have you back, do you think? The FBI. Those people you despise almost as much as they despise you. Would they give you a medal, Clarice, do you think? Would you have it professionally framed and hang it on your wall to look at and remind you of your courage and incorruptibility? All you would need for that, Clarice, is a mirror.
I have plans for that smart mouth. I'm never gonna hire you now.
Paul.
Paul?
Remember what I said. If you can't be polite to our guests, you have to sit at the kiddies' table. Don't get up, Clarice.
something, Claire. Make the coffee. Just think about what I said, Clarice.
Coffee.
Around the world to watch you run, Paris. Let me run, huh? Tell me, Paris. Would you ever say to me, stop? If you loved me, you'd stop.
Not in a thousand years.
Not in a thousand years.
That's my girl.
Really interesting, Clarice. I'm really pressed for time. So where's the key? Where's the key? Key? Think you would like.
It looks good.
Oh, it is good.
Can I have some?
You're a very unusual boy, aren't you?
I couldn't eat what they gave me.
Nor should you. It isn't even food, as I understand the definition, which is why I always bring my own.
Hmm.
Hmm. So, which would you like to try? Ah. Well, I suppose it's all right. After all, as your mother tells you, and my mother certainly told me, it is important, she always used to say, always to try new things. Open up.
Ta-ta. 8.